The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
The College Baseball Experience opening day preview and picks episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play Underdog Fantasy's Pick'em for a chance to win 100 times the amount of money you can enter. Use the promo code TCESGPN at UnderdogFantasy.com for 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com. Use that promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today, people. And we're also brought to you by the NASCAR Gambling Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. And then remember, enter the free Daytona 500 contest for a chance to win $100 cash and $100 SGPN gift card at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Daytona. And remember, as always, folks, Rubbin is racing.
This is Jerry Glanville, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother.
Yes, give him the heater, Ricky. That's what we're trying to do here. Hopefully you're watching youtube.com/thecollegeexperience. You can watch this show live, and it's a new season, another season upon us, and I can't wait to watch all these ball games. If you're wondering who the hell you're listening to, my name is Colby Swinging Danterbase Dan, aka Pick Don D. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
I'm probably drinking too much and celebrating too much and not sleeping. Would have killed a normal man, but nah. Now that's gone. The medical advice I got from that was, it was like being hit by lightning. Pretend it never happened and get on with your life.
Oh boy. A new season, new value, and we're gonna, look, we're here all year. Again, talking baseball, serving up that high heat. This guy, I am joined by this guy. Hopefully you're watching, like I said, youtube.com/thecollegeexperience. You can see he is in his sweet ass apartment. And look, he's battling a fucking cold. All right. He got some of that. He's been drinking that Michigan water. He's getting fucking sick. All right. And you know, he's battling. All right. I'm watching this guy pre-episode. He's spilling shit all over his computer, trying to take fucking Dayquil, NyQuil, whatever. All right. But he said, I got to be there for the people. I got to be there to serve this high heat. Give it up for the host, the heartbeat of the College Baseball Experience. What does he say in Swingers? The guy behind the guy. All right. And the guy behind really the College Basketball Experience, the College Football Experience. Give it up for Noah Beanick. How you doing, brother?
What's going on, guys? What's going on, Colby? Yeah. So battling a little bit of a cold though. So whatever, we're going to fight through it. Yeah. Colby's correct. I did spill a literal full glass of pop all over this fucking desk right when we were about to hit live. 15 minutes ago, completely soaked my notebook. I'm traditional. I write a bunch of shit down. Now today we're going mostly on the fly. So, because all that's unreadable now. So forgive me, but I will say, also forgive me for the sniffles, because that's not going to be able to stop. So how these shows are going to go.
Well, I don't get the rain, man.
I'm sorry, Lou.
For the entire season, you're good. We usually pick on each show 9 to 15 of Friday's best games, including some of the best series of the week. And we pick the Friday games on money line totals and whatnot. We can't do the entire slates like college basketball, college football, because information is just so hard to find. Like a couple of the games that we're talking about today, like starting pitchers aren't even confirmed. That's the price you pay with like a new gambling market like college baseball is. The coaches still get to really be traditional and have that gamesmanship to do everything still. So, yeah, that's one reason why we don't pick every game on this show. But what we are trying to do here is, you know, just give the audience some of the best games of the week, but also there's a cool contest that 11.7 podcast runs. They call it a pick 'em. It's basically like if you know of the Circa contest in the NFL, there's six series for college baseball every weekend that they select. You have to pick the winner of all six series. We include those six series in our shows every single week. We have since last year when they began this. There's also Survivor Pool. So at the end of the show, we'll give out our Survivor lock along with a lock and a dog, like typical sports gambling podcast shows do as well. So, yep, that's how the podcasts are set up, and that's what you can expect moving forward throughout the regular season.
Yes, and
what you won't expect is the setting that I'm in. I'm currently not at home. I'm dog sitting for my aunt that played basketball for the Florida Gators. She's down there in Gainesville, opening day weekend. That's not the reason why she's down there, but she is going to catch a couple of basketball games, I heard. So, yeah, good stuff.
Gator, 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 let's go. The slate is fantastic, and it's going on all day. Trevor's in the chat saying 9 a.m. baseball. Yes. Folks, remember, you can hop over to YouTube and hop into the chat. Tell us who you like, what you're picking. We're going to go through all the games that we have all available, essentially. Before I do that, though, I want to tell you that the College Baseball Experience is brought to you by the Daytona 500 contest. Look, folks, maybe you don't even like racing. Give it a chance, but you still get a chance to make free money. All right. So what are you doing? Rev up those engines. NASCAR is back. Check out the NASCAR gambling podcast. Rod Villagomez and Cody Zeeb have you covered for all things NASCAR and racing, from the trucks to Cup, IndyCar to F1. The show gives you the drivers to watch and the most profitable picks for each weekend of racing. So what are you doing, folks? Enter the free Daytona 500 contest for a chance to win a $100 SGPA gift card and $100 cash. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Daytona. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Daytona. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Look, Underdog Fantasy has a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long. They got NBA, NHL, and college basketball. Simply pick higher or lower your favorite players' fantasy stats and cash in. You can win 100 times the amount of money you enter with some of their spicy, spicy plays. So what are you doing? Watch along, make picks, and maybe make a little extra cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. And when you do sign up, make sure you sign up with the promo code TCESGPN. Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. Once again, that's Underdog Fantasy, promo code TCESGPN. All right, here we are, folks. We got heat. 8 a.m. I know the chat was talking about 9 a.m. 8 a.m., baby. All right, look, college basketball fails us so often. We're not giving us day games. Thank God college baseball is
and
here.
Fridays are loaded
yes.
in college baseball.
Yes.
Unlike college basketball Fridays.
Yes, exactly. So load up. We got an 8 a.m. game, game one of the baseball at the beach tournament there in Conway, South Carolina. Obviously, that's the campus of Coastal Carolina. Jack Combs Field is what they're calling this one. As you know, obviously, Coastal's got such a nice program down there. We got the Indiana Hoosiers traveling. Well, it's at Duke, but I don't know if that really counts as at Duke because it's in Coastal. Indiana's taking on Duke. Indiana's plus 135. The Duke Blue Devils minus 175. Over under of 11.5. This is obviously, if you listen to our ACC preview, we're kind of bullish on the Duke Blue Devils, albeit that they're private school pussies. But yeah, I mean, Indiana's the Big Ten team. I can't trust a Big Ten team going down
they
to South Carolina.
They haven't fielded all winter. Colby's saying they haven't fielded a ball in the warm weather all year.
Yeah. I can't buy into that. I will go with the private school pussies minus 175, over under at 11.5. Under is the play, right? That's what under's got to be the play here, right? First game of the year.
Yeah, I like the under too here. Both teams, you know, like I said, some of these games we don't know who's pitching for some of these teams, but both teams are listed to be throwing their Friday night starters here. Sophomore Braden Reisdorf is going to get the ball for the Hoosiers. As a freshman last year, he went 3-1 with a 4.56 ERA, 58 strikeouts, 51.1 innings. Duke is going to counter with one of the nation's best aces in Jonathan Santucci, who was shut down last year in the middle of the season due to shoulder tightness. But when he was placed on the shelf, he finished the season basically with 50 strikeouts in 29.1 innings. So if you were listening to the ACC show, I said if he basically pitched a full regular season through 90 innings, he basically had almost 153 strikeouts through the entire season. That would put him in the top five nationally in strikeouts. So he's a legit dude. And Duke, they have the better overall pitching staff. They have the better starting pitcher here. In the preseason, I have a lot of questions when it comes to their offense. But like you said, I know they're going to pitch well in this game against an Indiana lineup that brings a lot back from last season. Duke's my pick to win this one, but the under is the great play. This is the one that I think we should all bet. This is a lock for me. Because I honestly think, too, Duke...
Uh-oh. He froze up. I froze up.
Last year in Conway in the NCAA tournament. So Coastal's going to want revenge in that game. I don't know if Duke's looking forward to that, looking ahead to that one, but I will definitely be playing Coastal Carolina in the money line coming up in the future this weekend.
Yes. And I want to talk, you know, I'm going to tail you on the under, but I want to shout out some people that are asking, is ESPN Plus where to catch them? Yeah, you're going to catch a lot of them. That and Flow Sports. Obviously, Flow Sports is horrible. Yeah, but ESPN Plus is great. They do a great job of covering them. Shout out to Carter Seven. It says it's my birthday. Nothing better than watching some college baseball. Shout out to you. Happy birthday.
Also, for what it's worth, before we get even deeper into the show, all the lines, we pull them from DraftKings. Shop for the best line. I mean, these things are all over the place. Depending on which book is taking action on what game, it's going to move the line no matter what. So yeah, there's going to be some unbet numbers on other books. Just look around.
Yes. And shout out to Jay, said he just got his TCE hoodie today, folks. The SGPN store is, you know, rocking. Yeah. I just posted a photo of my son in the Say Notre Dame's football t-shirt, but we also have college baseball t-shirts. Check out all that stuff. And John Wesley, my guy, John Wesley, shout out to John. Dundee just got home from the rack and saw you maniacs were live. So he caught Rutgers in a nice win there. Although they didn't cover for us, but need to get my baseball picks for tomorrow. You guys are awesome. Shout out to John Wesley. Love the classic fans that we have, like Magic Man Blanco. He says, I got no clue about this, guys, but I'm all in. Let's get some winners. Well, that's the thing. College baseball has been undercovered. All right. It's been undercovered for a long fucking time. we, I think, I like to think, are helping, you know, lead the way and showing light on how great this sport is. You know, we, you know, the MLB is great and everything, but I think to me, college baseball is so undercovered. It's so awesome. You got home environments that you just don't see elsewhere. And just a great tournament at the end of the year that, you know, hey, football, take notes. But yeah, I mean, the sport is undercovered and it's only growing bigger and bigger each year. So,
I mean, it's evident in this YouTube chat right now. 65 live viewers. I mean, that's the most we've ever had for a college baseball show. So shout out to you guys.
Yes. And Baldy Locks is talking Ole Miss Hawaii over 10.5, a lock.
We that's a nightcap on the island. It's a hard trip.
Oh, I got you. I got you right there.
Give us that song because I'm not talking about it on the show.
Chat's cracking me up. Alfred 44 says Flow must be owned by Shannon Tweed. That's a deep pull.
That's a good one.
all right, look, let's jump over. Yeah, I am all over the under, and I'm probably going to sprinkle Duke minus 175. It's the only game on at 8 a.m. that I can. I'm all in. I'm all in on both. 9 a.m. though, you get a couple games. You know,
I mean, basically. I don't know if we're riding the rule with the standalone shit because we're not picking every game of the entire slate every day. But I mean, that's borderline standalone game, right?
Yeah.
Also, again, weather is seeming to be an issue across the country. Check and see just like what time these games are starting because a couple of these have been moved ahead a couple of hours. This Indiana Duke one got moved ahead.
That's the one thing that's hilarious about February. I can remember last year. I think I was a West Virginia game I was watching. I think also maybe a Virginia Tech game where, I mean, the snow's flurrying, you know, the wind looks crazy. And you're like, how the fuck's the pitcher? Like, are you really going to
Air Force played in the blizzard?
Yeah. It's like your stats are going to go on the record for the year on this. And you're just like, this is unfair, but hey, I love, you know, the elements. I think sports are better when you have the elements. But still hilarious to start in February with some of these cold places. All right, let's jump over and talk about an old Big 12 matchup slash. Not Big 8, but Big 12. Nebraska is taking on Baylor. This is game one of the weekend. The Shriners Children College Baseball Showdown there at Globe Life Field, which is what, Dallas? Dallas, right? Or Fort Worth? Dallas, I think.
Arlington.
Yeah. Dallas, I always get all that shit confused. Nebraska.
Dallas, Fort Worth, Arlington. They're all kind of the same, right?
Yeah. They're all the same. They're all the fucking same. All right. Just one that they didn't assassinate a president the other two places, but trust me, they would have if they could have. Nebraska is minus 115. Baylor's also minus 115. So basically, just that. The odds makers like, I got no idea who's winning this fucking thing. Over under sitting at 11.5. This one, you know, it surprised me when we were talking pre-episode. Baylor's got a little bit of a home field advantage here. Nebraska's not
depends
traveling.
On how many people show up.
Nebraska may pack Lincoln for their volleyball events and have fake sellouts for their football games. But, I don't think they're going to be going to like Baylor. Baylor knows the lay of the land there. They play at TCU. You know what I mean? So I'm going to
the difficulty about this one is it's a Friday afternoon. Most fans aren't taking off of work to get down there for this game. Specifically, they'll be there for Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. What do you think about Skurs 15 chat? Skurs 15 and what he said in the chat, should we push the start of the season back? It would be sick to have the College World Series lead us into college football. I mean, that would be amazing. That would be amazing.
The academic calendar wouldn't allow for it, though. Like it ends.
We know college cares a lot about that, but
it ends July 1st. That's when it flips over. So
yeah, so
everything has to be done before July 1st.
But I mean, academics. Hi. I'm sure Paul Skeens never got no one like ever bought his ice cream sundae.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
dude, I'm going Baylor. Look, in a game where I have no idea what to expect from Nebraska going all the way down there. I think Baylor has the advantage here. So when I see minus 115, I think they're off a little bit. I'll go with the somewhat of the home team here with the Baylor Bears minus 115. Do you have a side you like on the over under? Should we play the over maybe? What do you make of this one, Noah?
I definitely like the over. I would 100% favor the over here, but Nebraska is the pick for me here, and I'm actually locking it up. You know, Baylor, they're a basement team in the Big 12. At least the Cornhuskers offense packs a punch as they hit the second most moonshots during Big 10 conference play a season ago. Baylor's listed starter for this game, Mason Marriott. As a sophomore last year, he got bludgeoned to a 1-7 record, 767 ERA. Opponents had a batting average of 306 against him, and his BABIP was even worse at 363. So I think he's going to be batting practice for a good Nebraska offense. Starting on the bump for the Huskers is going to be Brett Sears, who he was a reliever for Nebraska last year. He posted a 529 ERA, so not good, but still much better than the 767 here. 23 total strikeouts in 17 innings. Prior to Nebraska, Sears was dominant in the JUCO level. He had a 306 ERA and 85.1 innings at Iowa Central and had a 1.34 K per nine. So I think with more opportunities this year and the comfortability in his role, you know, he won't be having to pitch for a job like he was last year, only getting 17 innings throughout the entire season. So he's going to be comfortable, not be really feeling the pressure. And I don't value Baylor a home crowd advantage at all here. I think it's going to be mainly pretty quiet inside this dome, for lack of a better word, to piss Colby off. So I like Nebraska here. I'm going to lock it up.
Woo! Mr. Big Ten repping his Big Ten down there in Texas. I do think, you know, now that I think about it, Baldy Locks in there saying, take the under. You know, there's no bomb. No, there are no bombs hit in Globe bomb. Life. That, I like that angle the more I think about it. So maybe I will pull a Benedict.
It's a big park, but the Big 12 tournament last year had plenty of runs. So I don't know if that 100% translates because of the metal bats. So Trevor Calkins on the YouTube chat asks, is there a college baseball picks page on the SGPN website/app? Yes, there is. If you look up college baseball picks on the Google search engine, we have the number one link that pops up, and it's the picks page. However, our provider, Tally Site, has not provided us with college baseball, the widget for it, basically, so we can display it on the website. So we're waiting for that. When that does get, when we do get access to that, all of my picks for every single D1 game being played, I'm going to attempt to do it, even though I can't really even handicap half the games because I just don't have access to any of the information for, like, for lack of a better example, like the Southland or the Big Sky. I'll attempt every game. And then you see the lock icon next to it, that means that I've bet it. And for the show purposes as well, if anybody's new to this, since my VSiN hit this morning, I gained followers.
You gained what? You broke up there. You broke up there for a second. You gained what?
Almost 50 followers since my VSiN hit this morning.
Oh, look at you, buddy.
I think you're...
Is this my internet or your internet?
Breaking up, by the way. Yeah, it's you. It's you. I'm on Ethernet here. I will say, so any new listeners, a lock in the college experience realm just means that we're betting it. I mean, we bet anywhere from me in college basketball, 6 to 7 games a day, to Mac in college basketball, who's betting the board with 50 games. So that's the terminology for lock. All of my bets in college baseball, since it's a money line sport, I bet to win one unit on everything that I play for a specific game. So that's how I handle it.
I want to hit up Willis in the chat. He goes, shit, I work in Arlington. Maybe I'll call in and catch the game. Let us know if you are. Look, to me, any of our college shows, FCS, yeah, College Football Experience, college Football Experience.
They're super cheap.
Yeah, College Basketball Experience, College Baseball Experience, any of those, even the fucking Frozen Four, you go, you catch a college hockey. Tag us in that. We believe in the experience. Like, we love the college game more than the pro and on all levels. So tag us in that. 100%. Show us when you're at the game. We're going to retweet that shit. We might even send you a gift card. So do that if you're there. I'll take Baylor, and I'm actually going to take the under, man. I'm going to take the under. I'm going to take a shot on that under. Next up, no, same time, 9 a.m., the Louisville Cardinals are taking on Indiana State, the Sycamores, who obviously made the tournament a year ago. Louisville had a down year. This is game one this weekend of a little four team MTE in Tampa on South Florida's campus there in watch out, strip clubs, a lot of strip clubs in Tampa. Maybe, you know, knowing Louisville's history, you know, the Rick Pitino obviously had the prostitution ring with the players. That scares me. And that is why I am going to take the Sycamores plus 120 on the money line here. I buy into the culture that they've, you know, been building there in Terry Holton. And yeah, anytime I can fade the ACC, it's always a good spot. I know over and under is set at 11.5. I don't really have a lean on that. Do you have a lean on that? And who are you taking in this game, Noah?
So yeah, when it comes to this game, this was one of the ones that could not find any starting pitchers wherever I looked. So I know for a fact, you know, Indiana State, they were a super regional team last year. And honestly, they should have been able to host against TCU, but they, Terre Haute was hosting the special Indiana State Special Olympics during the super regionals last year. So they had to travel to TCU and they got swept in the three game series. So they lose their entire starting rotation from a season ago. Louisville is supposed to take a step up. This one smells like Courtney Love to me. I think Indiana State should be favored here in this game. Louisville probably getting the high major tax, but I don't agree with the 150 price. Again, I don't know who's starting for either team. Everybody seems to be high on Sebastian Gongola from Wright State, who transfers into Louisville. They're projecting him to maybe even be the Friday night starter. So we'll see how that goes. Personally, I like it is Liggett. Personally, I think he's their best option. So if it's him, I'll probably lay off. But we'll see what the pitching matchup is for the Sycamores because they bring back some talent in that offensive lineup that, you know, won them 40 plus games a season ago. Louisville was down in the basement of the ACC. Like I said, they're supposed to take a step up, but I don't agree with the minus 150 here. So give me Indiana State, and I like the over.
Yeah,
like, that would be my pick.
And so, I'll join you on the over there. Kiwop says he's never bet on baseball before. That's fine. I mean, look, but there's a lot of edges. I feel like college baseball is undercovered. When I say undercovered, not only nationally from a TV perspective or an analyst perspective, but also from a Vegas perspective. I believe they don't know what the fuck they're talking about in a lot of stuff. I think there's a lot of edges you can find in That's college true. Baseball. You know, people want to know if they should take a future on Point Park to take down the crown in the shout NAIA
out,
level.
Shout out to the NA. Yeah. Shout out to the NAIA. And I mean, even Elliot Money is chatting about it. He's saying he's going with Lewis Clark State. Shout out to Lewis Clark State, by the way. For the longest time, that shit's been rigged because they host the NAIA World Series. So because they host it, they get an automatic buy into the NAIA World Series. The 10 teams.
Who's doing their deals? They got Don fucking King doing rigged. Their fucking deals. What's going on over here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Indiana State. I'm excited to watch this matchup. Like I said, both going on at 9 a.m. Then at 1 PM, we got two teams that have, you know, obviously Oregon had such a fun run in the NCAA tournament just all last season. The Ducks were a fun watch.
And Colby's reading Pacific times, by the way.
Too. Yes. Pacific time for me out here in Los Angeles. Oregon was a very fun team to watch, and Oklahoma, I think it was 2 years ago that their run was super fun to watch.
Series finalists.
Yes. Yes. And they kind of came a little bit out of nowhere, right? I mean, like we knew they were solid, but
both
we didn't.
Teams did, yeah. That year, for what it's worth,
yeah. Both have been very fun stories recently in college baseball. Game two this weekend of the Shriners Children's Classic there once again in Globe Life Field. The Ducks are minus 110. The Sooners are minus 120. So what? Slight lean to the Sooners. No over under available at the moment. Maybe tomorrow morning when you wake up, there might be something there. Eileen Sooners here though, man. Eileen Sooners, once again, that's not that far of a trip for them. And you know, I feel like last year was, you know, a setback year a little bit for the Sooners.
And I kind of like their chances this year to improve and take a step forward. Meanwhile, I wonder if Oregon can continue that. It also, Oregon has just recently gone through the winter up there. So I like the Sooners at -120.
Yeah, personally, I'm right there with you. Taking Oklahoma here. I'm not going to bet it.
We got it over under 12, by the way. Sorry.
Okay. Cool. Good to know. I'm personally not going to bet Oklahoma here because I don't know who's starting for Oregon. Oregon's pitching staff is one of the elite ones on the West Coast entering this season. So they've got plenty of options. Anybody that they choose to go with, I think would be a solid option here. Oklahoma's going to start Sam Houston transfer, Braden Davis. Last year with the Bearcats, he was 5-4 with a 2.78 ERA. He had 61 strikeouts and 45.1 innings. Very solid pitcher. And going up against an Oregon team that loses, I think it was their top five or top six bats. You know, I wrote it down in a super soaked notebook that is just all blurred out and puddled up. But yeah, it was like all six of their top hitters from a season ago are gone. So Oregon completely retooling that lineup. I like Oklahoma here. They do just enough on the mound, and also their offense should be much improved from a season ago. So I like the Sooners.
Yes, all over the Sooners. Do you have a lean on 12? I know we didn't do any pre.
I would lean under.
Okay. Folks, there you go right there. Now let's jump on
Mark
over.
Nolan is asking.
Yeah, I was going to key on it.
Where can I find the starting pitcher info? You know, the biggest secret in the game, not even some of the bookmakers know like where to find starting pitcher info. It all depends on the program, on the coach, on the social media team. If they want to announce a name, personally, I will hawk the team's social media account, whether it's Twitter or Instagram. But also going on their website, the Athletic website is kind of the way to go for me nowadays. They'll do a write-up on the a preview of the next game, and they'll most of the time put a pitching matchup in there for you. So yeah, that's typically what I use, like the beat writers writing a preview. So
yeah
That's about a 75-80% hit rate for me.
Honestly. Shout out to A1 Athletes. We do the basketball show. The basketball show will be coming up in about probably around 10:30 Pacific. No, probably about 10:45 Pacific because I'm on VSiN on the Greg Peterson show at 10:12. So gonna have to stay patient for that one. Excited to watch that game. Like I said, two programs that were a lot of fun over the past 2 years. Here's an interesting one. And I'm curious your take on this one. This is an 11.7. You want to explain what that is to the audience?
So, yeah, I kind of hit on it at the top, but if you go to 11.7's website, it's 11.7.com. It's a competitor of ours, a college baseball podcast. They're more on the, they have dipped into their toes into the gambling stuff. But they're great. Their knowledge is great throughout all of the mid majors. Former college baseball players themselves, they just love the game, and they run something cool on their website, something that is like way past my knowledge to even do. Where it's basically like a circa NFL pick'em, where they offer six series every week. They're usually extremely tough to pick, and basically, if you can pick the winner of the three game series, you need the team that you pick to win two of the three. Then that adds to your total. There's, I think, 15 weeks in the regular season of college baseball. Whoever has the winning total at the end of the year, their prize last year was a free trip out to Circa for the College World Series. And Derek Stevens was putting up the winners. This year, they wanted to do it in Omaha. So you could actually go to the College World Series games. So you get a 3-night stay on the opening weekend of the College World Series, and you get two tickets to each of the first four games. So cool stuff from the 11.7 guys. I wanted to promote it again this year because one, it's very degenerate. We love it. And two, you know, I have the competitive edge. I want to win this thing this year. You know, going into, I think the third to last week, I was in sixth place. Then I blew up. I went 2-4, my first losing week of the entire season. And then I was like, okay, I need to kind of differentiate myself. And I tried to play too cute to give myself better odds of coming in first rather than you know, coming in a top 10 spot, and I tanked to like 24th or something like that. But yeah, very fun event that they did. Survivor, I lasted 6 weeks last year as well. What fucked me up was March Madness. I lost the week that we were out there, and I was like, you know what? It is what it is, but I'm ready to run it back.
Yes. And you know, I mean, there are competitors, you said. Oh, that's right. There are competitors.
$11.70
$11. What are you doing? That's a fucking drink at the bar.
It's better than $1,000 with the Circa. Shout out to Circa. They're good friends of ours. But yeah, I mean, it only costs $11 compared to $1,000. So yeah. Let's go.
Virginia Tech heads to the Clits, taking on the Clits of Charlotte. Interesting to see the AAC team hosting. It's got to be maybe a weather related thing, perhaps.
Correct. Most northern teams play south early on in the year. So even though Virginia Tech honestly is not that much more northern than Charlotte, it's only a couple of states north.
But still, like I think 4 or 5 hour drive. So
correct. Yeah. So I mean, they're going south a little bit here.
Look, this is game one of three, three game series there being played at Hayes Stadium there. And to me, I know the Hokies, 2 years ago, the Hokies were a very fun team to watch. Last season, they had some setbacks, some injuries. This year, I mean, maybe it's a new year, new things can happen. They did have a couple guys transfer out. While I look at the Charlotte Clits, and I look at Charlotte as a team that, to me, it's a city that's on the rise. You've seen it over the past 20 years. They've just their population continues to grow. Their NCAA football, NCAA tournament team last year. Biff Poggi coming in football. Their basketball program's rising up. I think, you know, you look 10, 20 years into the future, Charlotte might be a very hard team to beat on a lot of levels, a lot of sports. So I'm buying in to the culture and the fact that they're there at home plus 100. Like I said, Virginia Tech's minus 130. The over under set at 12. I'm going to take a shot on the Clits at home plus 100. But I want your advice on that over under, because I'll be honest, my first thought was under. Am I a fool?
Yeah, I'm going over here. But I agree with you. I'm going to get frisky here. With this series in the 11.7 pick'em contest, I think the public pick is going to be the high major team in the Hokies. But I'm going to take the home dog here. Charlotte was a dangerous offense last season. And also that's Virginia Tech's calling card too, is they have little to no pitching. To fit my point, true freshman Brett Renfro is getting the nod here from Coach Sheff to start for the Hokies. And there's just no way that I'm looking to back a Frosch making his first college start on the road. So Charlotte, they're going to give the ball to Miles Langhorne, who doesn't have a great track record in his own right. But he redshirted at Vanderbilt in 2022. Then he transferred to Charlotte last year, where he posted a 7.11 ERA in 25 innings last spring. Langhorne, he's 6'4". 200 pounds, mid-90s fastball with some good off-speed offerings. And he showed some promise in the Cape Cod League last summer, but he struggles with the walks. If he can limit the free passes against an offense like Virginia Tech, Charlotte should be able to pull this one out if he could give them 4 to 5 innings and then hand it over to the bullpen. But the over 12 is going to be a great look. Both of these starting pitchers do not look great on paper. Both offenses are pretty good.
Just like that, you know, I'm changing my pick. You know, it's, you know, no one knows more about this sport. He played college baseball. Me, I'm just a fucking idiot that's been betting on baseball, I don't know, since the days of fucking Dale Murphy. You know, like, so he probably knows a little bit more than me.
I think tide turning, I remember I was raised in the desert, but tides kind of turn. It's easy to see a tide turn. Did I say those words?
Tide has turned. I will join him on the over. Listen to Beanick.
There we go.
All right. Listen to fucking Beanick. He might be spilling sodas on his fucking computer, but it is his notepad, whatever. Who gives a fuck about the soda? He knows college baseball. All right. All right, folks, before
come
we,
pop.
Yeah. He said this pre-episode, he spills this right before we go live. He's like, I spilled pop all over my computer. Colby, what am I going to do? I'm like, pop, the fuck are we talking about here?
I'm like, what the fuck? This was a full glass and it's all over the place now.
I spilled pop. I was sitting there Googling what type of soda is pop.
We're not kidding. We do a little bit of a chat before we hit live and we're like, all right, we're ready to go. And I said, yeah, I took one drink, set it down on a coaster, fucking spilled everywhere. And then we had to wait another 15 minutes.
Yeah. I can't wait for your aunt to come home and have a fucking Mountain Dew stain all over that fucking carpet there, buddy.
Yeah. It didn't go on the carpet. It's on the desk though. That might be an issue.
Well, who cares about the desk? You know, you can, I guess you could buy a new carpet too. So I don't know, folks, I want to tell you the college basketball, the college baseball experience. Jeez, I do too much college basketball content is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NBA season with Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NBA and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com. Use that promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. All right, we're back on the college baseball experience. No, I wanted to ask you a question off air here, or not off air, but you know, off script. I love baseball movies. It's Oscar season. I live in Los Angeles, so I can't escape it.
All right.
All these fucking people talking about all these movies I got no interest in. I like baseball movies. I think baseball is an easier sport to make a movie than a lot of other sports. Maybe because of the pace.
I disagree.
Really?
Yeah, I watch a lot of baseball movies and like half the actors can't play. I get cringe.
Oh, that's fair. But I'm saying like football is hard to do. You have the actors in the fucking helmet, so there's no value on the actors. You know what I mean? Like, so like baseball movies, like I love Field of Dreams, right?
Yeah, that's my number one.
Okay. I was about to ask you this. Field of Dreams, you got Field of Dreams, Sandlot. I love the Sandlot. I love Bull Durham.
I think it's overrated. Sandlot's great and it's nostalgic, but
you think Sandlot's overrated or Bull Durham?
No, Sandlot.
Okay. Okay, so if you had to seed your baseball movies, I know there was other ones like The Rookie with Dennis Quaid, For Love of the Game with Costner again. Yeah,
okay. I've been asked this a ton. I'm not a movie guy, but I do know my baseball movies, and I feel like I'm close to an expert on it. Field of Dreams 1, 2, Major League, 3, indie film. This might be up your alley, Colby. It's called Undrafted. For all the ex-baseball players out there.
I see John Wesley talking about it right now in the chat. Shout out to John Wesley. Yes.
John Wesley.
Told you, man. He's sharp, man. That's my guy. Yeah.
This movie basically takes place in the dugout. I'll say that. Like most college baseball, like baseball players in general, like if they played at all, like that movie's fucking hilarious.
Moneyball was great too.
Yeah, Moneyball's top five for me. Yeah. That's fifth. Fourth is The Natural.
Oh, so how did I forget that? I love The Natural. Wonder Boy here. Come on. Wait, so what the one seed is Field of Dreams?
Field of Dreams 1. 2 is Major League. 3 Undrafted.
How did I forget? Major League's my one seed. Major League's my one seed. See, because here's my thing with Field of Dreams. I love Field of Dreams, but Field of Dreams is kind of like a,
you have to be a baseball nerd to really love it.
No, I really love it. But to me, it's there's a lot of symbology in the film. And it's almost like, what are we watching here? Are we watching a baseball movie? Or are we watching something about, you know, pursuing your dreams? You know, it's they did a great job of walking the line of both. And the more times you watch it, because I've watched that movie a shit ton of times, the more it's a life movie. It's like a life movie. Yeah. It's almost not a baseball movie. That's my only pushback on it. I mean that in a great, like for an overall movie, it's incredible. But for a baseball movie, Major League for me is the one seed. Two.
Hey, I'm just so happy that somebody in this chat actually knows the movie Undrafted. Anybody listening to this show that played baseball, I highly recommend that movie.
This is an awesome documentary too. The Battered Bastards of Baseball. Thoroughly enjoyed that. Wasn't that narrated by Kurt Russell? I can't remember. Thoroughly enjoyed that. Check out that. And I can't sleep on Eight Men Out. Eight Men Out I thought was fantastic too. Did you see Eight Men Out, Noah? Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
How about Cobb? Cobb was an underrated flick. You know, I mean, Cobb. I haven't
seen Cobb actually. And dude, Ty Cobb was a tiger too.
Yeah, he was also a ridiculous human being. Highly entertaining film. Tommy Lee Jones kind of killed it. And yes, Michael Huffer referencing Hardball. You know, my friend is actually the editor. Rest in peace to Richard Alderete. He edited Hardball. Anyway, all right, enough bullshit talk, but I was curious what you got at your one seed. Noah says Field of Dreams. I say Major League. Let us know what you have as your number one, you know, baseball movie at TCE on SGPN on Twitter. Yeah, Mr. Baseball in Japan. Tom Selleck, that was a good one. That was a good one. What was the Belushi one? Didn't Belushi do a baseball movie? He did a baseball movie in the early 90s. I don't remember what the fuck it was called. Anyway, let's jump back to the beautiful college baseball slate that we have upon us tomorrow. UC Santa Barbara right here. I live in Los Angeles. What's that?
Mark Nolan, any chance that you're related to Parker, hit me up. I doubt it, but
that'd yeah, be cool. And by the way, I did love Mr. Baseball. I thought that was a good movie. Worst movie, Summer Catch. Agreed, Brian. Shout out to Brian Sanders.
Summer Catch. Oh my God.
Yeah. I fell asleep in that shit. I never even finished that movie. I tried.
My mom likes that movie. So whenever it's on like on any of those movie channels, it's for some reason on our TV. She likes, what's his name? The lead actor.
I fell asleep. So don't.
What's his name? Harry Prinz. Is that his name?
No. It's Freddie Prinze. His dad was actually more famous than he was. Santa Barbara. So I live in Los Angeles here. I love Santa Barbara. Ooh. Me and my wife have, we go to Santa Barbara often, right? I'd love to retire there, but I just, you know, need the subscribers to go up a little bit. They head to Buies Creek, North Carolina to take on the Campbell. Campbell was a phenomenal watch last season. I would argue almost that they might've been one of my favorite teams to watch in all of college baseball a year ago. They were just a fun team to watch. And, but they've lost a lot in the off season. And as much as Buies Creek, I'm sure will be rocking. I felt like they had decent crowds there at Jim Perry Stadium. Remember, this is game one of three, by the way. Santa Barbara making that trip all the way to North Carolina. No. I don't care if it's on the road. Gauchos are here to stay. Let's go. Give me the Gauchos on the road representing here in Los Angeles. Well, I know Santa Barbara's not in LA, but you know what I mean? By the way, the over under's at 10.5. I know it's chalky -150 because Campbell's +120 at home. And maybe can they recapture that magic from a year ago? That game's going on at 2 PM Pacific, by the way. Beanick, what are you doing here in Buies Creek?
So this is another 11.7 series. So we'll pick the series winner too. In years past, this Campbell's team has been loaded with an explosive offense and a couple of draft prospect pitchers. And I think they're getting priced that way here in the market. Like they don't have nearly as much experience as they have in the past couple of preseasons here. The DNA is there for Campbell to be a successful team once again this season. But I think it's going to take some time for Campbell as they totally overhauled their pitching staff this offseason. So especially with the Gauchos coming into town, UCSB is another mid-major with very high expectations this year, and the pitching staff is loaded. Top to bottom might be one of the best pitching staffs in the country. Friday night starter, Matt Ager, I've heard it pronounced either or. He's one of the top 10 pitchers returning this season. After posting a 3.12 ERA last year with 115 strikeouts, 92.1 innings in 2023. The lineup returned seven everyday guys from a season ago, and the Gauchos, they'll be ready to go. And I think they go into Buies Creek and they pick up a W in game one, and they win two of three in this three-game set.
Let's ride. I agree completely with you. And even though, you know, I like Campbell's program, I want Campbell to be good. But I think that's the play here. I know a great question in the chat is basketball, a baseball or basketball movie. Big fan of anything, you know, they do, Trey Stone, Matt, is it Matt Parker, Trey Stone, big fan of anything they do. What is that? I don't know what that's a hybrid. That's a hybrid. You know, does that count as a baseball movie? Beanick, have you seen Basketball? Okay. It's okay. Don't worry. You have a lot of life to live.
No, right? I have not.
Basketball is fun. It's got them. It's got,
again, I'm a victim of not seeing very many movies at all. So
it's got the Baywatch chick, but not Pam Anderson. It was the other Baywatch chick. And it's got the B Pam Anderson, Jenny McCarthy. You know what I mean? Like they didn't have enough money for both Baywatch chicks. So they're just like, we'll take the brunette. I can't remember her name right now, but she was beautiful too in her day. She might have had a little problem with the old sniffles, you know, not your sniffles. I'm talking about another one.
Grissom giving me shit. He goes, yes. He was like 9 when it came out.
Basketball is fun. Look, I don't know what it's a fun movie. That's a fun movie. Check it out. Yasmin Bleeth. That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Shout out to all your money.
Yeah. Snowing in July. There you go. Is Pam Anderson the goat? I have a good Pam. I had a little run in with Pam Anderson before. That's for another day. Anyway,
the college basketball show tonight.
Yes. Yes. Wright State is at Louisiana. The Raiders of Wright State at Cajun Field. Game 1 of 3. I mean, Wright State has been a fun team. I want to say they opened up against the Hokies last. Was that last year or 2 years ago? They opened up against the Hokies, and the games were insane. There were like 20 runs, I feel like. Oh, my God. So now they travel to Lafayette, Louisiana. Louisiana's laying minus 190, over under at 13.5. Wright State plus 145 money line. If you're feeling good about the boys from just outside of Dayton, Ohio, me, I'm not. I'm going chalk. Give me the Raging Cajuns. I thought they were a fun team last year. So give me the Raging Cajuns minus 190. They're at home there. All the difference. I think they win the series too. What are you doing here?
Yeah, plus 145 is just not enough for me to take Wright State. I fucking love the Raiders. I mean, like I always talk about it. Check off your bingo card. They recruited me, so like. A little bit. They didn't offer me, but I like their program. Wright State's pitching depth has always been questionable to me. And this year, they don't have a horse on Friday nights like they usually do. Last year's Friday night starter, Sebastian Gangola, we already talked about him. He transferred over to Louisville. And also the Raiders, they typically struggle in non-conference, especially on the road. So now you're going down into Louisiana. Their home atmosphere is just fucking lit. It's one of the best home atmospheres in mid-major baseball. Starting for the Raiders is going to be Jake Shirk. Last year, he went 5-5 with a 4.67 ERA. It's solid, but typically just not Friday night starter quality. And for Louisiana, Jack Martinez is going to bump on Friday night. He's a D3 transfer from Trinity, Texas. Last season, Martinez had a 2.12 ERA. He was 6-0 with 6 saves. He had 81 strikeouts in 51 innings, holding opponents to a 163 batting average. He was borderline dominant. They're going to try to stretch him out and make him become their Friday night starter. So obviously there's a question there. He was a D3 pitcher last year. He's transferring to D1, going up a level or two levels to D1 here. Wright State, very powerful offense. This is going to be a huge test for Martinez. But I think Louisiana is the deeper team, especially pitching-wise. And with the lineup, I think they'll be able to keep up with the Raiders, especially at home. This is another one where I'm taking Louisiana to win the series in the 11.7 contest. Borderline survivor pick. They're one of the two favorites that I like here. So give me the Raging Cajun.
Yes. And it seems like everyone, this is what's hilarious. As much as I'm on the Raging Cajuns, it seems like the chat is just rattling off their Baywatch crushes. Wasn't that the most watched show of all time? No, Raging Cajuns should be the most watched game tomorrow because they're going to be absolute fire. Let's take the Raging Cajuns.
Ryan Sanders is telling me to put it on my list.
Baywatch? Definitely. Put Baywatch on your list. I mean, it's actually horrible, but I mean, it's like that. Actually, they have a Baywatch episode. I challenge people to YouTube this. And I actually, I wish we could play this right now, Noah. Mike Piazza. Mike Piazza is swing.
Oh, I've heard of this. He's on the beach.
Yes,
right?
he's practicing his swing in like Santa Monica. And I think Pam Anderson comes up to him and says, "You can't do that here." It's one of the most ridiculous scenes of all time.
I've actually seen that somehow.
Absolutely fucking hilarious. Go,
Colby 357's asking in the YouTube chat, how do you get VEASAN on YouTube TV?
That is a very good question. I think you just get that. I mean, the sports package, I think you have to have the sports package, but that's only like $5 or $6 a month. If memory serves me correct, it's been, I've been signed up with YouTube TV so long that could have gone up.
Seriously, yeah. If you're seriously interested in VSiN and you have no idea how to get it on YouTube TV, their website allows you to watch for free. It's something that I didn't even realize up until like last year. So yeah.
Yeah. Check it out. I love Philly Liverpool saying Baywatch is one of the best shows ever. Look, it's one of these things that will never,
when I was 10 years old,
but no, said, there's something that's true to this. Like, attractive women sell. Sorry, hate to tell the world this. You know what I mean? It sells. There's a reason. There's a reason. You know, like, this is an age. This is from the beginning of fucking time. All right. This sells. All right. And look, as much as they want to push back and say, no, it's sexist, whatever, today, it'll be back again. Because guess what? The world is undefeated. Attractive women sell. Hate to tell the world this. All right. Next up, let's jump on over to, you know what else sells? College baseball. All right. Northeastern is at Arizona. All right. Arizona.
Especially this one, it's in the fucking Pac-12 plus.
Good God. There's even worse is that they still have the conference doesn't really exist anymore. They're killing me here. They're killing me because I don't even know how to find the plus. I think I have a solution for this, but
I'm gonna hate it too because Oregon State's gonna go independent, but yet their games are still going to be on Pac-12 Network when they're playing at home.
Yeah,
it's gonna be so frustrating.
Yeah, love the chat. Just the chat is just talking about attractive women. We've hijacked this. No, so
Kobe secretly wanted that for sure.
Well, it's entertainment. I secretly do want Baywatch back. All right. To me, there's a, yeah, it's one of those things. To me, it's like America's Most Wanted. It should never go away. You know what I mean? Should never go away.
Yeah.
Now this game here in Arizona, Tucson, this is game one of three between two teams at High Corbett Field there. Northeastern's plus 120. Noah Beanick and I did an episode with our favorite plays. You know, basically our picks to go to Omaha. And he's all over this Northeastern team.
I am.
Out of Boston, Massachusetts. Reggie Lewis's alma mater, if you remember the old Boston Celtic. They head to Tucson. Arizona's minus 150. The over-under's at 12.5. I mean, Noah, I'm just going to blindly follow your lead on Northeastern, but do you have a play on the over-under? And I'm assuming you're still on the Northeastern here?
Oh, 100%. I'm not jumping off this wagon right now. The season's just getting started. You could honestly argue that this one smells like Courtney Love, and I would not have a counterpoint for you. I don't know why they're a dog here. And I think a lot of people tuning in here are antsy for the Northeastern game because I gave it out on Visa, and I got so many DMs today. Actually, it was kind of crazy. This price dropped from when I gave it out like an hour later. On DraftKings. So I gave them out to get to the College World Series. You can still find it at 15-1, but it was 20-1 when I gave it out. So yeah, I got that. It opened here against Arizona at plus 160. Shout out to Elliott Money. On Twitter, I've been tweeting out the opening lines for some of the games that I liked. And I will continue to do that throughout the rest of the season. So if you want bets prior to me even giving them out on the show, and especially on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday games, I will tweet out my plays. We just don't do shows for those days. We just preview the weekends currently. After March Madness, we might pick it up to two or three shows a week, but we'll see.
Yes.
So this game in specific, though, is pretty interesting because I'll first mention, like, Arizona's favored here, in my opinion, because they're getting a high major team tax. However, High Corbett Field is a fucking launch pad and the Huskies pitching staff pitches to contact. So this isn't a sport that's covered nationally. And the fact that the Wildcats made the tournament last year, could be why they're priced as the favorite, but them rebuilding could be easily overlooked here. So if I get reasonable prices on Northeastern for all three games, I will be looking to take the Huskies in all three games. First off, let's start with the head coach. It's Mike Glavin, the brother of Hall of Fame pitcher Tom Glavin. So obviously, this pitching staff is going to be an elite group that focuses on control and limiting hard contact. Last year, the Huskies, they had the third best team ERA in the nation at 3.75. Northeastern's entire weekend rotation of Avan Cabral, Wyatt Scotty, and Jake Gigliotti return, and it's one of the best trios in all of the country. Cabral is a certified ace. He's going to start this Friday game here for Northeastern. Last year as a freshman, he was All-CAA first team with a 9-4 record, 2.58 ERA. Offensively, the Huskies returned 90 of their 106 home runs hit a season ago, and their team stole the ninth most bases per game last season. They stole 94 total. So I'll give you the two players that are bound to be household names here on the offensive side come MLB draft team, MLB draft time this year and next. It's Mike Sirota, a center fielder this year, garnering attention to possibly be a top 10 pick in the 2024 MLB draft. And then his sidekick, Cam Maldonado, is another speedy outfielder with power that Sirota could very well be paving a path for Maldonado to be drafted very high in 2025. So, yeah, very high on this Northeastern team. One reason why I really, really love them in the futures market is just because in their region, the Northeast, there's just not that many good baseball teams. So I'm targeting like the Rutgerses, the West Virginias, the Boston Colleges of the world for Northeastern to have a little bit of an easier regional if they get a good draw and then play in the super regional with a loaded weekend rotation. So I'll take my chances with the 20-1 to get the Omaha 200-1, just a little bit of a sprinkle and then winning it all. You can still get that 200-1, 15-1 currently to get the Omaha, but I love Northeastern here still at the plus 120 price. Honestly, it feels a little bit criminal. Grissom says that Northeastern could possibly be pitching Wyatt Scotty over Avan Cabral. No, I don't change my opinion really at all, because Arizona, in a rebuild, they lost their ace Aiden May to Oregon State last year. And really, he wasn't even that great with Arizona last year. So I like Northeastern either way.
Jump in on Northeastern, folks. What are you doing? Plus 120 money to be made in college baseball. Next up, this is a fun one. You know, Mike Leach was a very good friend of ours. Rest in peace to Mike Leach, former Texas Tech football coach and Washington State and Mississippi State football coach, and Iowa Wesley and he was OC there.
All the way back, yeah, in the catalog.
Yeah. But he was originally, people don't know this, his first coaching job was actually baseball. But that's also when he went to University of Texas Tech. He had Sonny Dykes on his staff. Sonny Dykes had no background really in football. And he started out, I believe, as a GA. Sonny Dykes played college baseball at Texas Tech. So bringing it home, they're taking on Texas Tech's had a good program over the years, and they're taking on one of my favorites, the Tennessee Volunteers, with their, you know, they should lean into this fur coat thing even more. I know it's been 2 years, but I mean, I like Tennessee's big dick energy is my point. And Texas Tech against Tennessee, this is game three of the Shiners Children Classic there at Globe Life Field. The over under's at 10.5. Texas Tech's plus 140 on the money line. Tennessee's minus 180. If you listen to our SEC preview, I mean, both of us like Tennessee, their schedule. Yeah. We're both on Tennessee, but I really like Tennessee in general over the years. They've been one of my favorite teams. I'm going chalk minus 180. Now I'm curious, over under 10.5. Is this where we potentially buy the over, even though we're at that big park?
Yeah, I kind of like the over here too. I don't feel very much conviction either way on it, but I would lean over here. I know the betting odds portray this game to be maybe not that close. Tennessee minus 180 favorite, but I think this is the best game of opening day. All my homies hate flow sports, but in order to watch this game, you're going to need a subscription, unfortunately. So both offenses are loaded, and it's going to come down to the pitching staffs for me. Although, you know, all of the preseason rumblings led us to believe that returning starter Drew Beam would be the opening day guy for the Vols. Tony Vitello pulled the little switcheroo on us and is giving the ball to A.J. Russell, who had a 0.89 ERA last season with a Sierra even lower than that in 30.1 innings as he struck out 47 with only 7 walks. So solid pitcher, but, you know, just not very experienced when it comes to starting games, especially on a Friday, being that it's the big game of the week when both aces usually get the nod. Tim Tadlock did what we all thought he would. He's starting Kyle Robinson here against Tennessee, who, you know, Robinson, he only started 5 games last year, but as a reliever, he threw 45.1 innings. He had a 5.36 ERA. You know, look for Gavin Cash and the Red Raiders to hit pretty well. I don't know how long Russell will be able to keep them down, but I don't mean to slight Texas Tech in any way, but this Tennessee pitching staff is deeper and more talented than Texas Tech's. I like the Vols, but -180 is a little bit too rich for my blood here in AJ Russell's first Friday night start. So I'll take the Vols.
Over, you think the over is a better play than laying the -180 with Tennessee?
No, I would actually probably lay the -180 if you're like actually wanting to play something here, because it is the best game of the day, in my opinion. If you're going to be watching it and you want some of the sweat, I would actually put the money on Tennessee. But overall, this is a stay away. I just can't wait to watch this game.
Yes. I mean, I'll probably bet this fucking thing. I mean, what am I going to do? Look, Kansas State is taking on Cal. This is Scottsdale, Arizona, game 4 this weekend of the MLB Desert Invitational. Love Scottsdale. I think
you should bet this one. They're going to be on at the same time.
I mean, maybe I bet them all because this is a lot of fun. It's opening day.
All right, Mac.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I'm not going to bet every, this is only the games we're covering. The slate is bigger than this. Kansas State against Cal. Look, I know you're, I think you're high on these Wildcats. I'll play your little song. All right. But,
W-I-L-D.
Cats. W-I-L-D. Wildcats. But I think Cal Berkeley is going to upset them. When I see them +110, I mean, it's not much of an upset, but, over under 12.5. Look, Cal's a bunch, they're wannabe private school pussies. Cal's going to upset him. I normally am a K-State guy too, and I'm wearing purple. You know what I mean? I just think California baseball, kind of, they're all right. They're all right out there on the West. So give me the Golden Bears. I know their athletic department's been shit lately, unless you're talking about fucking water polo or some shit, but yeah, give me the Bears to win game 4. What are we doing here?
So this one has moved like crazy. I don't know if I got the exact opening price. I got Kansas State at +100 to win this game. I tweeted it out on Tuesday this week when these lines dropped. Maybe it was Monday night, but. Yeah, I'm on Kansas State here. To flip all the way to a -140 favorite, it's kind of nuts. So if you like Cal now, I definitely do think that's bettable. There's a little bit of value that you could argue here. However, this is the handicap for me. Mike New, the head coach for Cal, I'm sure he's not steering his Golden Bears wrong. However, you know, Kansas State's the best team that Cal's going to face this weekend, and usually you would start your staff's ace. However, he's trotting out freshman Trey Newman on opening day. In baseball's fall report, he was the 7th guy listed. You know, kind of, it's basically their own depth chart in their fall report. Newman's 6'6", a right-handed pitcher, throws his fastball in the mid 90s. However, perfect game. They're basically like a recruiting. They're basically like a 247 for college baseball and amateur baseball. They ranked him as their 801st best right-handed pitcher in the 2023 class. So
shout out to Oscar Robles, who said he coached Newman.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. I mean, him 801st best right-handed pitcher. I'm not so, in your guy making his first career start in the college ranks, especially against the top team in Kansas State. So, at -140 here, I'm going to fade him, and I'm going to take Kansas State here. They the season with a chip on their shoulder as the selection committee. You know, they left them out to dry last year. The Wildcats, they enter with, you know, they're bringing back a couple of stars from last year's team. K-State returns their ace, Owen Burema, who struck out 95 in 81.1 innings. And he ended last season with a 5.06 ERA. However, his Sierra was 3.43, which means there's plenty of room for him to improve this season. And if Burema can go deep into this game, it creates an easy transition to the nation's best in best returning closer in Tyson Nabers, who struck out 86 batters in 48.2 innings with a 1.85 ERA last season. So, you know, Coach Pete Hughes' offense returns five regulars from last season, and most notably preseason All-American Kalen Culpepper, their shortstop. He returns after leading Team USA collegiate national team in batting average in the summer with a 4.71. So I'm on the Cats. Lock it up for me.
Woo! Woo! Noah Beanick, lock it up. I guess I forgot to play my lock music.
Lock battle. That's yeah. Tecmo.
I mean, that wasn't my lock, was not count. I'm just saying the whole episode, I forgot to play my lock music. But if you want my locks.
True.
Well, we're going to have a lock and dog in a minute, but yeah. I just want you to know that I am going to lock up Northeastern with Beanick. I'm also going to lock up Santa Barbara. I'm going to stay on the road teams, but for a home team, I'm going to take a shot of the Clits. That's another lock of mine. And the Duke Blue Devils. I'm all over the Duke Blue Devils. Yeah, there's a couple other games going on that, you know, 11.7.
Yeah, we hit on four of the 11.7 games that are included in their pick 'em for this weekend. However, two of the series that they included are not currently on the betting board. So we'll talk about those two series real quick here.
Yes, and that is my mother's still here, Marilyn. She came out to see the birth of my child.
She's been there for like 2.5 weeks now,
dude. She's teaching me how to do all this shit. I don't know anything. All right, I'm just a guy trying to watch fucking Stallone flicks and stuff. You know what I mean? I'm just what the fuck.
That's 10 years.
Yeah, she's like, honey, you want to change the diaper? I'm like, no, you're good. Maryland, my mom's a graduate from the University of Maryland. She was actually there at the same time Larry David, the creator of Seinfeld, was there. Maryland is at Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern, I know there was a lot of preseason hype about Georgia Southern. I'm still mad at them for getting rid of the triple option offense in football. And my mother's a graduate from Maryland. I am all over the Terps down there, even though Statesboro is, I like Savannah and that's close to Statesboro. So, Maryland's going to go down there and represent the Big Ten. Well, Noah, I know you're going to back me cause you're a Big Ten guy. What are you doing here?
Yeah. So I'll talk about both teams real quickly here. Rob Vaughn, the head coach of Maryland, is now at Alabama. So Matt Swope steps in. He was a Maryland player, climbed the coaching ladder for the Terps, now gets his shot at the head coaching job. So he was able to, rally the troops and keep most of the guys in College Park. Should be an interesting year for the Terps for sure. I think a lot of people might be overlooking them as they're not one of the top two teams in the Big Ten, but they're still got plenty of talent on that roster. And when addressing, it's an 11.7 contest. Most of their listeners are in this contest. Ben Upton, the host of the show, has been super high on Georgia Southern. And I don't mean this in a derogatory way, but I just disagree with some of the opinions that he has had on the team. I need to see it to believe it from these Eagles. They are at home. So that is one thing that's going against me. Most of the time the home teams do win in these weekend series. However, I'm willing to take the high major here going on the road. Give me the Terps. I think most of the pool might follow Upton here and taking the Eagles. So I'm going to hope they get maybe even 55 to 60%. I'll take slightly more people on Maryland than Georgia Southern, but I think it's going to be more 50-50 than most people think. So give me the Terps here.
Yes, and people want your Big Ten rankings. You have to tweet Noah Beanick at NoahB77 underscore.
Right. Good to know. Check out Grissom's in the chat. Check out collegebaseballinsiders.com. They've got the pamphlet there. I wrote the Big Ten preview. They did great work. The visuals are outstanding on that PDF.
Yes. And San Jose State is at UC San Diego here. San Jose State made the tournament a year ago. Didn't they get pummeled by Stanford, if memory serves me correct?
Yes.
And UC San Diego, what do you make of UC San Diego's squad, Noah?
So they won the Big West title last year, but you know, they were ineligible to make the NCAA tournament due to their transition from the D2 ranks to D1. That stupid fucking NCAA rule. So UC San Diego, they come back with another chip on their shoulder. They won't be eligible for the NCAA tournament this year, but they returned the entire pitching staff from a team that had a 4.44 team ERA in 2023. Their ace, Ryan Ferrucci, you know, he comes back and he's got top tier stuff. They also bring back their closer, Isaac Martinez. It's the polar opposite case for the Spartans, as they had a team ERA close to six and they led the Mountain West in walks allowed. The offense pretty much carried the Spartans from last year. You know, the 2023 regular season champs, they're facing, you know, they return quite a bit on the offensive side of the ball, which is what aided them to the NCAA tournament appearance. But when both teams return a ton from their strengths of last season, give me the pitching staff over the lineup all day long. So I especially will take the Big West champ over the Mountain West champ in college baseball for sure. Give me UC San Diego to win 2 of 3 in this one. This is my survivor pick for week one. I like Detroit.
There's a bunch of other games going on, Noah, and you know, I know
shitload. I will be tweeting out more picks in the morning for sure. We'll see how many more lines pop up. So
JMU's at Arkansas. People were talking about that one. Could JMU knock off the juggernaut known as Arkansas?
But I think a lot of people are writing off JMU. Personally, I think they've got a couple of studs on the in the lineup. I don't know how well of a pitching staff they're going to be this year, but you know, I've seen a lot of people give out like Arkansas -3.5. I don't know if I agree with that totally.
Yes. The big one that I just think you really let me down here.
They're playing fucking Ryder.
The moving company is going into G Vegas.
You're an $800 favorite or whatever the fuck it is.
Well, let me tell you, it doesn't matter. ECU is going to win. A couple other ones. I'm excited to see George Mason, Coastal Carolina. That's baseball at the beach there in Conway. And it's a fun slate all across the ranks. I mean, like, you're going to get to see some of those SEC teams in action. LSU's taking VMI. I know someone was talking about VMI plus the runs in the chat. Kentucky,
kind of crazy. Could be a little bit of a letdown spot as LSU raises the banner.
Kentucky's taking on South Carolina Upstate. I'll tell you one that I'm intrigued by a little bit is Cal State Fullerton taking on Stanford. Fullerton used to have such a good program. Stanford's been fire of
this
late.
This is a rivalry game. This is awesome. They always start the year with this matchup. Last year, Fullerton gave Stanford a run for their money. They beat them in one of the two games, and they fucking choked in like the 14th inning when I had them on the money line again.
That's Stanford a doubleheader too. That's a doubleheader.
Yeah, for the weather. The weather forced, I think it was Saturday's game, to move up to Friday.
West Virginia's at Stetson. Max said lay everything with West Virginia. St. John's
dangerous. That one's dangerous. Stetson could be live there.
St. John's is at Florida. You got the Florida gear there. Are you prepared for these New Yorkers to come down there and upset the Gators, Noah?
No chance.
There's a bunch of other ones. Gonzaga, UCLA, Oklahoma State, Sam Houston. What are we doing here?
Liverpool asks in the YouTube chat, can I DM or tweet you some questions? Dude, go ahead. I've got like 20 people in my DMs asking me some stuff. Like I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way. So Scott G's asking, please tweet out your plays of the day in baseball before first pitch so we can tell you, please. Yeah, that's my plan. And even if I'm not awake, I will probably schedule a tweet. I'll do a little bit of a hack around it. That way I can just have the computer tweet it out for me. Who knows if I'll be awake depending on how long this college basketball show goes tonight.
All right. Lock and dog. And by the way, 357 says, do any college baseball teams play in a dome stadium, Noah?
I think UTSA does.
Yeah. Syracuse doesn't have a team, so we can't.
No.
They're too pussy. They still have Bob Costas' pink eye. Yes, let's go into this, man. What is your top play? Your absolute, if you were sitting there and playing Russian roulette, and you had to make this pick, or you pull the trigger. What are we doing here?
So obviously, baseball is a money line sport. I'm going to give you a play that I'm very confident in, but also a play that I think there is some line value in. Like, even though I like Duke to beat Indiana, I don't want to give out a -175 as my lock. I'll give you Nebraska -115 against Baylor. The reason why I'm doing this is because I think Nebraska's offense is flat out better than Baylor's, and Baylor, they're starting Mason Marriott, who's got a 1-7 record with a 7.67 ERA, and at least Nebraska's starter Brett Sears has had some success in the JUCO ranks before coming up. Last year, he just didn't get a ton of opportunities, so the 5.29 ERA looks bad, but it was only in 17 innings. So if you give up three or four runs, that easily skews the ERA there. So I like Nebraska there on the money line. -115, there's good line value there. For the dog, this one's not good line value because you could have got it at +160 earlier in the week. But give me Northeastern. Give me these fucking Huskies on the road at Arizona. You know, the Wildcats, they're just a rebuilding team. And Northeastern, I'm so high on. I have them in the College World Series. So let's go. Let's ride.
I mean, the dog for me, because you're taking Northeastern and I don't want to be a fucking copycat. All right. Fuck all that. It's Indiana State +120. Let's take Indiana Good State. Play. The Sycamores against Louisville. Remy Kim says, what books have lines? We're getting these at DK, but I think there's several books with these lines.
DraftKings has all the early lines. So like, they originated this week. They released everything early. They released game lines early on, like Monday night. Today, this afternoon, they released totals and some run lines on most of these games that they're offering. Tomorrow, I expect Bet Rivers to. They usually do the run lines, the totals, and they do money lines most of the time. FanDuel has never really done run lines, but they offer totals and money lines for most of the time. Caesars, they have done totals in the past, no run lines, but they have money lines. And then BetMGM, I haven't really paid attention to BetMGM before in previous years. This year I will be because I have my Clemson future on BetMGM. So I'll be paying more attention to BetMGM. Those five for sure. Those are like the five household ones. They all will be offering stuff this year, which is amazing. I mean, the growth of this market is tremendous. The growth of the sport is crazy. I love it.
Yes, it is fantastic. So yeah, my dog is going to be Indiana State, my lock. Well, if you don't want me to take ECU for obvious reasons, that is a lock, but, I'm going to go Louisiana against Wright State. I think they're going to fuck them up. I know that it's -190 though, but still, if you want something a little juicier, take Charlotte, take Charlotte. Then if you want juicier, take Charlotte. I feel pretty confident about the Clits.
Lay 1.9 to win one unit. Like I said, at the beginning of the show, all my bets, I lay the money to win one unit back. That's how I do it.
Basically. Yeah. Yeah. Elliot Money saying ESPN Bet has run lines and money lines too. Folks, that's awesome. Our show. We are the College Baseball Experience. We will be back. And remember, we got a College Basketball Experience typically, you know, going off in about an hour and 45 minutes, maybe an hour and 50 minutes. Until then, give Noah Beanick a follow on Twitter at NoahB77_. He says he's going to answer your questions. It's like fucking writing. This is sending your letters off to Santa Claus. He's going to answer all your shit. You're going to make a bunch of cash. Yeah,
I'm going to be doing a daily picks college baseball article too. So check out SGPN, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. There will be a daily college baseball picks article. You know, moving forward, like for the Saturday slates, for the Sunday slates, we won't have a show. So that's going to be like gold. Because SEO, if you just look up college baseball picks, like SGPN's got like four bylines in the top 10 links. It's freaking awesome. That's going to be littered throughout Google over the next couple of months. My college baseball picks. It's awesome.
Yes. I'm going to have a lot of fun watching these games tomorrow morning. Folks, Give me a follow on Twitter at the Colby D. The College Baseball Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. And yes, happy college baseball season. Let's get this fucking thing going. All right. Until next time, this is the College Baseball Experience. You better start thinking about yours. And we are out of here.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.